With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're sitting on my couch. You're right opposite me.
This is the first time we've done a podcast in real life in five months?
I don't know. 5 years.
5 years.
It feels weird.
Yeah.
It almost feels like, I mean, I would say like the Zooming was like the new normal, but I would say we didn't do enough of it.
To really get in the habit.
To be able to say like, this is normal.
We've also never done it like in person, not at Tim Bat, our producer's house. Unfortunately, we have been kicked out because that is the baby's room now where we used to do our podcast.
Yeah, we like without a recording.
I don't think we can go back in there.
How do him and Guy do their podcast?
They're always up a tree or down a little cave or something.
Doing their radio stunts.
Yeah, they always do something zany.
You get to see your fiance next week. Oh my God, your partner. Sorry.
Well, jinxed it.
Jinx it.
I do. Oh, it's a week from today that we're recording that I will get to.
Do you know why I say fiance? Because I have to keep practicing saying fiance because I keep saying partner to Michael, and it feels like I'm covering something up.
Yeah, so
that's
true.
Why I pushed that on you.
I thought you didn't really like the word fiance.
I don't. I think that's why I don't use it.
Yeah.
Sorry, you get to see your partner in a week.
In a week.
Are you excited?
It's going to be crazy.
I feel like when the announcement was made that you get to see him, I felt like that was 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Like it feels like a lifetime ago that you were even told that you were going to get the permission to see him.
Squid Game came out in the lockdown. You know, like, this has been the longest journey of our lives. But it doesn't feel like that long until the, like, lowest point of the lockdown was when they announced that the border for Auckland would stay closed, and they didn't even give a date. They were like, it's going to be a while. And then I cried so much. And here we are, days away. It's going to be that awkward thing where I fly to the airport. I think I arrive at about 3 p.m., and then he actually doesn't finish work until, like, 4:30. So I'm either going to...
prepare.
Yeah. I'm going to prepare.
Just prepare. Just prepare. Sit and prepare yourself.
Just me.
Make sure there's not 1 ounce of shit in you. Cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
And welcome along, actually, to the final episode of The Male Gaze for the year 2021. And I'm just calling that.
I think that is such a good idea.
I'm just like...
In no way can we promise anything after this.
Like, but I don't even think the listeners are expecting...
This is going to be... When this pops up in their little podcast
they'll be like,
feed,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What?
In this climate?
Yeah. It's like a secret... When there's,
with their out, schedule?
With those busy boys? Pumped out a podcast?
We will say this. You know, what a ride you listeners have been on in terms of if you've been here from day one.
Day dot.
Like, we had no hope. You know, that's why there was so much podcast, because our careers.
Nothing was going on.
They were growing.
Yeah.
They were blossoming by any means.
Yeah.
We're in full bloom.
I know. We're busy, busy boys. And the Christmas period, I tell you what.
Oh, they call it the silly season for a reason.
Because you feel so silly. You're so tired. Yeah.
I was saying to Michael, my God, Michael, I've never been busier in my life. I feel frantic and I feel like I'm letting everyone down. And he's like, you're either that or the opposite this time of year.
Yeah.
You're either like, I've got no prospects. I feel lost. Or... you're frantically running around like buying a million presents for people and trying not to fuck it up.
I don't even... Presents to me is like... I haven't even thought... I have got one. I have got three. I'll tell you what I ordered my niece and my two nieces.
Do they listen?
They listen and they've learned some terrible things. One of them's three.
I ordered them clear all the shit out of me.
Why would he need to clear all this shit out of him? Oh, I remember because I learned from the earlier episodes about anal sex. I ordered them all these sunglasses. One of them, my niece, Elsa-themed sunglasses.
There's nothing funnier than kids in sunglasses.
I know, yeah.
Honestly, they need them more than anyone. Those eyes, fragile little infant eyes.
Oh, you got to protect them.
You got to protect them, but they will not make a pair of sunglasses that look normal for a child.
Anytime a baby gets into the sun, I do feel like they're going to explode. Like start steaming and explode.
Like Lana, we had a baby. Mm-hmm. We had a baby at... She had a Christmas party, legally we're allowed now, for our improv group, just for any of the out-of-towners who were going, cancel that improv troupe. Yeah. And actually, amazingly for our improv group, and just at the right time when everyone is considering whether it is actually still cool to be doing improv in your 30s, one of the members of the cast has a child.
First baby.
And that has, you can see that everyone's nervous.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, do we want a kid in this improv group, you know?
I know.
But she's amazing, obviously. She's
the most beautiful baby in the world. I got to hold her for 25 minutes.
I loved having a good old hold of her. She's an angel. But she was out in the beating sun and I was like, I'm going to cook this baby.
Yeah, as soon as a little bit of sunlight gets on her, I'm like, well, she's probably going to die now. Weirdly, when I hold a baby in the actual moment, I feel confident and fine. But then later on, like I've had a few like anxious, like what, like
did I do it wrong?
Yeah, or just like imagining if I dropped a baby is like, and it doesn't happen when I'm holding a baby, but sometimes later on,
I feel confident holding babies too. Do you know what was amazing was Michael doesn't really feel like fully confident holding babies, and then Lana was like, I need to go to the bathroom, and then just handed Michael the baby, and Michael was kind of just like holding it, and I wish I was there to see it to be like, oh
yeah.
We will not have kids though, and I don't even want to push him to want to have kids.
I think Sam's first baby holding was my nephew when he was first born, and it was just adorable because it was like that thing where you're sitting down with the baby and you feel like if you move they will roll.
Do you want kids?
I don't know, probably not.
I'm going to need a firmer answer.
No, I can't give you... You're not Oprah, Chris.
You know what? White gay Oprah.
You could get there.
I could get there. I want a book club.
God.
Give away things.
What about her rose garden? I don't think about it a lot.
She has invested a lot in her garden and getting other people to get it beautiful for her.
It's gorgeous.
Someone actually was like, hasn't Oprah done well? You know, like in terms of, it may have been Brynn actually, who was like, she has, or Michael, I can't remember, one of the other, we were watching the Adele.
A lot of people have said it over the time.
Of course everyone is like, you know.
She's a billionaire.
She's successful, but like she's still around. Like you wouldn't say Oprah's retired.
Nah.
She's doing a daily show? No. But yet it's like, okay, Adele's going to release an album. It's going to be huge. Obviously, she has to talk to Oprah.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan, she's back. She's off the rails. Who's she going to deal with?
Oprah.
Obviously, Oprah. You know, it's like if Oprah was in New Zealand, she'd be doing the America's Cup. She would be doing, you know, the debate. She's kind of the Tony. We have Tony Street.
But maybe Hillary Barry.
Hillary Barry. But.
Oh, but I guess
she wouldn't be doing breaking news.
True.
So therefore, I go back to Tony Street.
Maybe she is
because Tony Street's around. She's always working.
She's the Kim Hill.
No, because Tony Street, interestingly enough, will just get. They'll be like, "Well, who's doing the America's Cup? Who's going to do the Olympics?" You're like, "Well, bloody Tony Street, of course."
Yeah. Do you know she's only? I think she's 34. Doesn't that make you? Die your face right now. Sorry, Chris is already going through a lot of emotions all at once. Isn't that absolutely crazy? When she was sitting next to Mike Hosking on Seven Sharp, she was in her 20s. The girl was in her 20s.
She's 34?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
I looked it up for some... Oh, when I was... Okay, so... recently I've been doing a... I don't even want to talk about the jobbers, but I had to research a lot of celebrities to figure out how they would be introduced to the audience in the show they're a part of. And so I read Tony Street's Wikipedia page.
And it says she's 34.
Yeah.
We should read the
book. At most, she might be 36. She was definitely an age where I was like completely shaken. Yeah.
Because she's got like kids, a huge, you know, lovely family.
Big old house.
Wonderful book deal.
Yeah.
Which we should read.
Yeah.
We'd know more.
I know. But you're right because it feels like she's kind of like past her peak. Like in terms of like, she's not all over the TV now, but she gets weird. She gets popped out for the important stuff.
She is like silver, you know. Yeah. She's brought out for special occasions.
I loved Britney Spears tweeting that she's going to tell all to Oprah, but there's actually no special. There's nothing on the cards officially. She just wrote in her Instagram caption that she'll tell everything to Oprah.
It is in her hands now. You know, everything is in her hands. Mm-hmm. And what it has highlighted is how much she had her voice was taken away from her. Because you're like, you are so funny and sharp and like smart. And you seemed just to only like dancing and painting.
Yeah.
We knew what was going on, like, especially like as it was coming to a head. But you're like, wow, you're so on top of this issue, clearly, because you were living through it in a way and so articulate about it in a way that I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
You're being fully silenced.
Did you see her kind of sketch about her therapist?
I'm loving the sketches.
Yeah.
I'm loving the kind of, as someone who dabbles in Instagram
sketch. Instagram sketch, yeah.
I love that it felt like an Instagram sketch.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't feel like a sketch comedy sketch. It felt like, it was like a POV character video, which is very like the kind of tone of Instagram at the moment.
Yeah. I love when people write POV and it's actually not point of view.
No, it's just POV would, because the thing POV would be,
you'd be moving around as if you were in the eyes of the character. So POV, you are at the dentist, you're watching the dentist. But instead it will be like POV, you're at the dentist, and then it will be a video of someone at the dentist. And I'm like, that's not because, the point of view.
No, because that would be like your POV, you're a dentist.
Yeah.
POV, you're seeing one of your many clients of the day.
Of the day. In your busy day as a dentist. And the client happens to be me, the star of this Instagram channel.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I loved the end of that Instagram clip where Brittany was
fuck,
like,
shit, fuck balls, shit, fuck shit, balls, fuck. I didn't get that, but I loved it.
Yeah.
It was wild. Oh, look, who's in the room?
Little cameo. Not in the audio,
she
but
just gave a sneaky grin. You can come in and say a word into the microphone if you like.
Do you want to? You can do a shout out.
Yeah, who do you want to shout out anyone?
I just want to shout out.
Oh, this is Brinley Sten, by the way, star of Celebrity Treasure Island.
They know.
They?
Wow.
I assume that your listeners are fans of me as well.
Yeah, well, they could be.
Because I am Eli's famous ex-girlfriend.
That's true.
And we actually recorded an episode.
Eli's, you should be a... Well, you should know me.
We got to get to this. We got to get to this shout out. And
yeah, who do you want to shout out?
You should know me.
I want to shout
me.
Out my family, my dad, my sister, and my brother.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to all of them.
Merry Christmas, Omar and family.
Thank you for listening.
She's gone now.
That's going to be in the highlight reel.
That's $120. Shout outs on the podcast are $120.
We pay you. Yeah, we got budget for it.
We got budget. And if you want a shout out and be paid for it,
we'll put aside $15,000 for shout outs.
For shout outs. So you
now, the bad news is we don't do these episodes very often.
No, very rare. So, but you get paid $120 to shout out family, and you get paid only $80 to shout out for friends.
Yeah. What you need to add, though, at the start of your shout out is an explanation of why the listeners shouldn't know who you are.
Yes.
That's really important.
Well, that's context.
Yeah.
Isn't it? How are you feeling about the year wrapping up?
It feels like this feels like the longest year of my entire life.
It has felt like that, hasn't
it? It's unbelievable. Yeah.
I can't wait, you know what, for this dark cloud. Like, not that you give it over. The fact is I can just smell it. You know, I can sense how much pain you're in. I can sense how sad you are. I can sense how frustrated you are.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for it just to
die away.
Blow away.
It's
You're going to be like, it'll be like having sex for the first time, you know, in a way like that.
Because I'll be bad. Because I'll be really bad at it.
It will be great. It will be great. But just also like to have him in your life, to have like a confidant again, be able to like talk to someone.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I have never felt like more independent, but in a not by choice way, you know, like.
This is why we get into relationships.
Yeah, I guess so.
We don't have to make decisions on our own anymore.
Yeah. But it's been so surreal just thinking about like how I structure my own days and stuff and like what I've been doing. And I'll have to, I'm excited to not be running under my own schedule all the time.
You're writing so much and you are running like a maniac.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a cry for help.
Yeah, I know. I think I've run about 350 kilometers in the last couple of months. run.
Oh, it's good stuff.
It's, yeah.
What are you doing for Christmas?
Oh, we're going up
I think I ask you this every podcast.
Yeah. No, I don't know. We have not. The last time we recorded a podcast, we were not in the vicinity of Christmas.
When was the last podcast you reckon? September? October? I reckon Treasure Island was still playing out.
Yeah, I don't think we've done. Oh, congrats, by the way.
Thank you.
By the way, congratulations.
Winner of Celebrity Treasure Island. It's amazing, isn't it? I was keeping that secret this whole time.
I honestly cannot believe I never knew.
Mm.
But you know what?
Do you know who knew?
Who?
It's so random. Everyone but me? No. I told people that like there would be no fallout.
Mm.
So like really random people.
Wow.
Rose and Alice knew.
Yeah.
If Warners are hearing this, I mean, they could sue me.
You could say you were lying.
Yeah, it was all, this is the gag on the podcast.
This is just a joke that you guys don't understand.
I told Reese Nicholson. Because I was like, he's in Australia.
Yeah.
He's not going to tell anyone.
Totally.
We were like, he was just happened to be like messaging me like the day that I came back from the show about like, he was talking about RuPaul stuff or whatever. And then I was like, hey, guess, he's like, how's that show that you're on? I was like, oh,
guess what, man?
I won it. But you can't tell anyone. He's like, I won't.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Of all the people.
That's wild.
But I was like, well, who's he going to tell? He doesn't care.
Did you think I would have told people?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like all it would take is for you to tell Laura. And then Laura to tell someone. And then someone to tell someone else. Like that's how it worked.
Yeah, that's gossip.
That's gossip. But the gossip can happen overseas.
Yeah, of course.
Because no one's watching
it. Everyone in Australia can find out about it.
Yeah.
I thought, well, here's what happened. I thought it was between you and Lance. I think I just got that vibe from early on. And then I didn't know. And then I got called to fill in for you on the breakfast show on The Edge. And I was like, well, Chris has won. Because it was the day after the thing. And I was like, you must be doing press. And then I watched the episode. And then I thought, Chris absolutely hasn't won. Because until the last 5 minutes, it looked impossible.
It looked impossible. Yeah. They stitched me up.
You weren't that far behind.
I was far behind. But there was because the way that you film that final is like, there are checkpoints along the thing. So you just run to the next challenge and then you stop. And then we all do the challenges together.
Mm-hmm.
I knew exactly the amount of minutes I was behind, which was 11 minutes 22 behind Edna.
Wow.
So that's a lot.
That's a lot, but also it seemed like hours.
It
seemed like you were on the opposite side of the
It was
island.
Amazing doing the interviews and literally everyone I talked to would be like, and you were so far behind. Like everyone would be like, there was no chance of you winning this. And you'd be like,
because on the day, did you feel that far behind?
Yes.
Okay.
Like dead last, but not in a way that was like, there's no turning around.
Mm.
There was still hope, but everyone would be like, I mean, all hope was off the table.
Yeah.
You absolutely fucked it. Fuck. But yeah, egg on their face.
Egg on their face. What I loved was how it was just an escape room, and like in an escape room, you just got to feel around until you find a key.
That's
and
it. Then you didn't need any of the clues. You didn't need the hack. You didn't need any of that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But it's good because it whips us into a state of delirium. You know, they feel important
and you've got nothing else to think
about. And the next time
they'll make them important again.
They'll make them important again. Or you'll be like, they weren't that important last time, they'll be important this time. So then you go crazy again.
Yeah.
And you're hungry. Wow. So, of course, it just happens. It's smart.
You know what I've been meaning to do is ask you about your gay swimming teacher that you had. Because I've been meaning to get swimming lessons all year, but of course,
we can't.
Lo and behold, we couldn't. But we can now.
Of course.
Yeah.
I would love to get back into swimming. Should we pick up some swimming together?
Yeah, I'd love to.
So he is, for a long time I couldn't work out if he was into circus or was just gay. And it was both.
A classic Christchurch dilemma, really. Yeah,
really, truly. An age-old riddle.
Yeah.
And so...
What sort of circus does he do?
Like balancing. You know, like on one hand.
Oh, I love the one with it's on the sticks and then there's little blocks of concrete on the sticks. I love that one.
Lots of like handstand technique. Like I'm working on my handstand technique.
Would he do Chinese pole? That is cool.
I love that. I don't know if he would do that, but maybe I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah, okay, cool.
He's got the personality for it.
Okay, wow.
And he was a great trainer.
I guess for swimming, those same muscles come in handy, like gymnastics kind of muscles.
Yeah, it's just an interesting type of fitness.
Mm.
But ocean swimming is a different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
And it actually, he was like, so when do you swim in the pool? And I was like, well, it's kind of in the ocean. And he was like, oh, well, none of this technique works. But he's a great fitness for you.
What is it? What can
well,
you
because
do in the
there's
ocean,
waves, man? So it's about like your amount of breaths that you're taking because you're not really having your head down all the time. But to be honest, I did swim the same and it was fine.
Yeah. Didn't you swim faster than the Anna Simnick?
Anna Simnick. Yes, I did. But
Anna Swims Sick. Is that her name?
Simsick.
Oh.
But very close to Swim
Sick. But she swims sick.
She does swim sick. She, it's amazing her journey on the show because she was like, I haven't been a like an athlete for 20 years. She's like, I retired after the Commonwealth Games. Everyone keeps being like, well, she should be the fastest swimmer in the world. She's like, yeah, 20 years ago.
Yeah, true.
Which I was like, yeah, that is unfair to be like expected to be of the same physical fitness you were when you were training for something.
Yeah, it's like if people expect me to be an expert in classical mythology because I studied it.
Yes, which you should be. I mean, it's a complete waste of a degree.
But it is a complete waste of a degree. But I learned how to study.
I learned how to study.
Yeah. And that is going to come in handy if I ever go back.
And true. And you never know what kind of breakdown you'll have.
I know. And I'm ready.
I'm ready
because, well, so my boyfriend's been a student the whole time we've been dating. And now he's going to move up here and have a job.
Mm.
And so I feel like there's room for me to have a breakdown. And
so he's done all the things he needed to do. That's how much time has passed since the last time we had that conversation about where you were like, yeah, he needs to practice and then he needs to do this and then he's like, he can do his job.
Yeah, and that's exactly the words I use.
So he's done all that stuff.
He had his final exam last week.
So he's just a full psychiatrist now.
Psychologist.
I'll never get those
and
right.
And what's the difference, Chris?
Psychology is why. Psychiatry is how.
Yeah, psychiatry is drugs.
Ah, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they give you the drugs.
Psychologists are like, you should get some drugs.
No, psychologists are like, what makes you feel like this? And what are some strategies we could do to help change your thinking?
Psychiatry is like, don't worry about that.
Yeah, just take this. Pop a couple of these.
Pop a couple of these, mate. You'll be sorted.
And they are the mortal enemies, obviously. They're a
quick fix.
I actually looked up a fact of the gay.
Fuck yeah.
Can you believe it?
I can actually, because you always bring one.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm complacent.
I'm a little studious, little.
You're good.
Yeah, it's because I famously learnt to study.
Yeah, true. And it actually pays off.
And again, this is some information that I have learnt minutes ago and will forget immediately after I say it.
Let's hear it.
Well,
from the top.
Okay, there's a 1965.
Oh, wait, do we have a theme song for Fact of the Gay?
Yeah, I believe we do. Tim, put it in this. Put it in.
Put
now.
It in right now. Put it in.
Tim, put it in
harder.
Tim,
harder.
Put it in.
Put it in.
Tim, gentle. Breathe.
Up a bit.
Put it in.
Up a bit.
Put it
in.
There's a 1965 film called Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You may know the story.
He had a very shiny nose.
He sure did. And
if you ever saw him, you would
even say it glows
like a light bulb. Well.
They used to laugh and watch him. No.
Call him names. Because they never let Paul.
Like Pinocchio.
Yes, like Pinocchio, but they never let Paul Rudolph sort of play in any, I guess you'd call them reindeer games?
Yeah, sort of like Monopoly, for instance.
That would be a reindeer game. Whereas Cluedo, not so much a reindeer.
So much reindeer. What a weird universe where the reindeer have all read about Pinocchio.
Yes, and they're like, fiercely into capitalism.
Yeah, and also if I was Rudolph and they call me Pinocchio, I'd be like, no, because my nose doesn't get longer.
And it's so crazy to be like, have you read this lovely tale about this puppet that comes alive? And you're like, you're literally living in the most magical place.
Don't worry about fantasy. There's magical around you.
Guess what? You deliver all the presents in the world
in
one night. Who cares about this puppet? If anything, you should be reading about like real life world facts because your life is too much of a fantasy.
You need to study. You need to go to university
and learn how to study. Don't learn. It doesn't matter if you can recite the size of a vase. If you can learn how to study, oh my God.
Anyway, I looked this up because I was wondering what the first gay Christmas movie was. And people see this film through a very queer lens now because Rudolph obviously is kind of outcast for his shiny nose and his dad doesn't want him to have a shiny nose and his dad makes him wear like a little mask over his nose to hide it. And then there's like mating season, weirdly, where they all go and meet all the does. And then the female deer, you got it. Under a ray, a drop of golden sun.
Yes,
and he impresses a girl, but in the reading that I was reading, there was like she's like faghead character. so obviously the article I read she's like faghead character.
Citation.
No,
she's like faghead character.
Anyway, his little pouch off, falls off his nose, and then he gets outcast sent away. And the, at the same time, there's also
she's like, "You have a red nose?
Get out of here,
you faggot!
You poofter!" There's also an elf who doesn't want to make presents. He wants to be a dentist, and all the other elves are like, "Dude, you cannot. That's elves aren't meant to be dentists." And he's like, "That's what I want to be."
Honestly, they're right.
Yeah,
like if I went to POV. POV, you're at the dentist and your dentist is an elf.
A tiny little elf with the big ears.
Now, that's a POV I want to see.
Yeah, you got to make that.
What the hell? You're too small to... You could fit in my mouth.
Chris, it's amazing to watch you come up with one of your little Instagram skits on the spot.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you dare me to write POV, you go to the dentist, and it's an elf?
If you do, I will give you $120, the same fee I give to people who give shout-outs on the podcast.
That's worth it.
Yeah, that's good.
Wow, interesting.
Anyway, so they end up together, basically, and the elf is like a little blonde twink. This is all stop motion, so I was looking at all the images. And then there's like a weird, like, burly, redhead lumberjack guy who ends up journeying with them as well. And then one more kind of like outcast, all male outcasts that end up together on a little bit of a Wizard of Oz kind of journey.
Hmm.
Anyway, I tried to watch some clips of it and it was unwatchable. Yeah. So I just read the article.
Isn't that a shame, isn't it? It's always the stuff that's important that you're like, I need to watch this. And you're like, you know what? I can't.
It's too
Even
hard.
Though I know how to study, I don't want to study.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yes. Christmas is getting gayer for sure. I mean, I messaged you a lot about that Santa ad.
Yeah.
Because I was actually revolted by it, which was an amazing moment of like, and so it's a Norwegian.
Because you're ageist. It's because they're old.
Do you think it is?
Nah. Oh.
Context. It's a Norwegian. I've talked about this so much on so many different platforms, like The Edge.
Every time there's a mic in front of your face.
I'm talking about it. I have not let it go. So it's a Norwegian Post ad, and it's about like celebrating 50 years of being able to love whoever you want. And so you're like, great message. Like, amazing thing to like write a Christmas ad about.
Has it been 50 years since they legalized gay marriage or something? Gay sex.
Yeah, they're like, you can fuck.
As a little treat in the 80s.
For Christmas, you may fuck. And so a great message. I was like, oh, you know, you'd think of them like the pitching room. Oh, well, there's many ways we could tell this. Could we make, like, controversially, let's make Santa gay? That'll get a bit of attention. Bit of
buzz. Yeah.
That's, you know, you'd naturally be like, well, give him Mr. Claus, like his partner. But what they decide to do is that Santa's delivering presents one night to an old man, a man in his like late 40s house, absolute silver, like gorgeous Norwegian man.
Beautiful man.
He's got a towel around his waist. Santa's like, damn, you know, they meet eyes, they sort of connect.
Mm.
And then Santa's a bit flustered, has to go. I've got to deliver all the presents to all the boys and girls around the world. So Santa leaves. But every year, you know, Santa makes a bit of extends a bit more time when he goes to this man's house. They share milk and cookies. They laugh. They connect until one year, knock, 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 Santa's about to deliver presents again to this hot Norwegian man. And it's not Santa. It is, in fact, the Norwegian Post. What the hell? Santa arrives behind him. Yes, I hired some help this year because I thought we could spend a little bit more time together. And then they hook up. They embrace.
Really,
and they,
tender pash.
A huge tender pash. And it's honestly so gross because it's Santa, like, who is like never a sexualized person
in any way.
And I like the idea that it's like, oh, no, no, actually, I don't even like the idea that it's like, it has an, like, a feeling as well that there is a Mrs. Claus in the equation.
Absolutely. You can feel her presence all over that ad, even though she's crying. Not there. That was the first thing I thought.
To her, like, gay dentist, Alf, being like, oh, she just told me.
Maybe they have a deal. Maybe he's like, you get me 364 days of the year.
Give me one.
Give me one.
Give me one night where I can do, where I deliver all the presents, all the boys and girls, and fuck whoever I want.
Whoever I want.
It's a lot to fit in a night.
God, imagine dating Santa though. You would be like, can you please take Christmas off this year? Please.
You worry about it all year round. Yeah. And it's literally one day. What is he on, do you reckon? 200K? 200, 300K?
I was going to say 600K.
600K.
Is on, yeah, what? I think he's like, isn't that what Judy Bailey was on when her salary got exposed?
600K a year.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a lot.
Maybe it was 400.
400.
I remember it was a big story when people found out how much Judy Bailey was getting paid.
How embarrassing for Judy Bailey to have that number out in the open.
Yeah.
But honestly, work.
She deserves it. She was the mother of the goddamn nation. She could be Oprah.
We should have it. Yeah, she would have the standing of Oprah if she would just roll out and do the America's Cup once in a year.
Yeah.
Like she needs to do the interview with whoever. We don't really have those interviews in this country, though, but we should.
No, we don't.
Sit down exclusives is what I'm after.
Maybe Tova should kind of like move into that. God, I love
Tova. I used to be so frustrated when I'd only hear her voice in the press conferences.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, you camp little
when she
icon.
Does the when she presents the poll and she's like, a bombshell, earth shattering numbers, ready to crack the parliament open, and like,
I love
it's
her.
Always they're always
I love that
the
she's
same.
Got a couple of coats. I love that she dresses up whenever it's a big day, and you know, she's just like, say like the National Party's falling apart, she's like, oh, I'm gonna wear a fun little jacket. Look. I'm gonna wear a fun little jacket and just have a bit of fun with this
yeah.
one. Tova, today is Christmas.
Sometimes what she edits together is her packages of the news. It is a little skit.
It is a little skit. One, the Paul Goldsmith's Māori one is like up there with one of my favourites.
It's so good.
It's like
the best episode of Veep I've ever seen.
It is just hilarious. Yeah. Like, it's so funny. And I just noticed today Luxon had there's a video of him talking about Mata, what do you call it? Mata Rangi instead of Matariki, the holiday.
Oh!
He is cooked. I was scared about him because I was like, oh, he's like John Key.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a personality, which is like the main thing New Zealanders want in a politician. And then he's like rich.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, well, he knows how to make money. He'll get us out of this debt that apparently, you know, like we're always worried about. But I was like, he doesn't know shit.
He's a big dummy. He hasn't done politics long enough. Also, I just find you can't be an evangelical Christian and be that rich. I mean, a lot of evangelical Christians are that rich, but I'm like, how do you justify those beliefs?
Mm.
Which is like the Christian belief is that you're not meant to like have riches on earth because you have them in heaven. Like, how do you justify that?
Yeah, spread it around.
Seven houses, one of them's worth $8 million.
Yeah, it's
cooked.
Anyone who's got that amount of money, like, you just know deep down their values are whack because whack like it just changes your I don't know, your relationship with anything. If you know that you can buy your way out of anything or buy anything you want, how can you have good values when you've never been in a situation where, I don't know, like you couldn't afford something?
Yeah,
but maybe he does in his background, like back in the day.
I don't get that vibe.
Neither.
But I'm willing to be proven wrong. I'm willing and able.
My vote is open.
Yeah.
And it will not be
my
going to
my vote is open. And I I'll vote for someone who voted against conversion therapy.
Oh,
crazy.
Can't wait to do this podcast in like 3 years and see how this bit's aged.
Yeah. As we live under Chris Luxon's regime.
It won't happen. He'll be gone.
Well.
Gone by Christmas.
What if before the next election, Jacinda resigns?
I wouldn't put it past.
She's done a heck of a lot. She's had a hell of a.
It hasn't been easy, has it?
No.
It's interesting. What I find so curious is how everyone equates COVID to her in this country. They're like, Sydney's doing. You're like, it's so weird. I'm like, well, she's only navigating our response, but it's like, but they really like make it sound like it's her fault.
Totally.
It's very odd
for listening to the health advice and doing what it says almost every time.
It's so
not so much recently.
Yeah, it's so weird. I was thinking the other day, actually, like, it's so weird how we normalize being inside the pandemic. Like, we're so quick to, I don't know, just like, just want to get on with it, like,
yeah,
and pretend it's not here. But I was like, how often growing up, did we want to know what it was like? Like, we did. We played video games. We watched movies, played board games. That
every,
like
half the TV shows are about pandemics.
Just to have a sense of it. And then we're finally in one, and then suddenly no one wants to play.
I know.
I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, my God. Have you watched The Morning Show?
I have not watched The Morning Show. Does the pandemic happen in The Morning Show?
Yeah.
I love where the
pandemic... Do you want me to spoil it for you?
Go on.
Jennifer Aniston gets COVID.
Great.
She goes to Italy to meet Steve Carell, who was fired from the show for sexual abuse.
Yes.
And then she goes and kind of like they have a weird forgiving but not forgiving. He drives himself off a cliff. She comes back. She's just been in Italy, which is in lockdown.
Huge spoilers.
Yeah, no, I'm so sorry to anyone who cares, but it is a bad show, but it's very easy to watch. Anyway, she comes back from the hotspot of the pandemic and then just like goes back to work right away.
And doesn't tell anyone.
Doesn't tell anyone. And then she confesses it at Steve Carell's memorial and that gets videoed and the video leaks. And then she gets the whole storyline is about people getting cancelled. And then she does a live stream show from her house of her dealing with the symptoms of COVID.
Oh my God.
I just watched it all, that show.
I've been watching Selling Sunset. Which, well, because I was thinking, it's funny, like, the shows that decide to include COVID or not.
Yeah.
And sort of weirdly Selling Sunset doesn't acknowledge COVID, even though it's a reality series, which I think is quite funny. But
people wearing masks ever?
No one, none of the main characters will ever be seen with a mask.
Wow.
They will be like, it's very funny, like, within the year, just, like, with COVID and everything, like, they'll say, like, that.
Oh, yes,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Last year with COVID, like, it was always last year with the virus.
Because now, obviously, it's actually done in America.
It's done. They've famously finished it. But then all the wait staff of all and will be wearing masks when they'll be serving them. And weirdly, that show always has them ordering. Like, it really weirdly includes them, like, being like, I just wanted to talk to you. Thank you for meeting me here. Okay, what are we going to get? Well, we'll get fries to share. And there'll be, like, 5 minutes where they'll be like, and we'll get the quesadilla. And like,
I appreciate that part of the show. Having been watching Beauty and the Geek, which is basically a show made up of previews of the big moment and then the big moment happening and then some recaps of the, like, just the same footage played over and over again with some voiceovers from Sophie Monk, who could be the queen of the week. I love her.
The impact Sophie Monk had on my life growing up.
Really?
That she's so deserving. I mean, she's probably said something controversial in her time, but I feel like.
Yeah.
She was in bloody Bardo. And not only was she in Bardo, she was the star of Bardo.
She's the main one.
So tell me, what's her vibe on Beauty and the Geek? And I love that you're watching
incredible.
It.
My favorite part about it is that she always poses everything, like any challenge or when she like recouples them, she always says it as if she came up with it and she planned. She'll be like, I've decided to put you, Kira, with you, Lachlan, as if it's like she came up with it and didn't just roll onto the screen and read that on the side.
I love that.
The challenges are so good. The challenge on the episode we watched last night was they had to go to an antenatal class and the girls all had fake pregnant bellies. And the task was to be the most convincing because there were some real people there at the antenatal class.
And they're like, we'll decide who was the most pregnant, who
seemed actually pregnant and who wasn't convincing.
It's funny. It's a real rewind in terms of progress, right?
Yeah.
But then in a way it feels progressive because we're like, listen, we can handle this now.
Totally.
We know that it's bad. We watched it before when it was bad. We didn't know it was bad.
We've changed it. And this time a couple of the geeks are hot. So that's kind of what we're doing.
Is that what they're doing?
Well, yeah, there's definitely a few hotties.
And some of the beauties are geek?
There's one beauty who is a geek to me. But she also is a beauty.
And would you be a beauty or a geek?
A geek.
I think I'm a beauty.
Yeah.
And not because
every podcast actually has a beauty and a geek.
Yes, true. Yeah. Every famous duo. Yeah. I don't. It's only because I truly don't land with geek.
There's nothing really that you're geeky about.
No,
you don't embrace any. You don't care about
superheroes. Am I vain and into myself? Yes. Yeah. So that would lead it. That would be one stroke into the beauty camp.
Mm-hmm. It's if you can name more skincare products than you can name superheroes.
Oh, done.
Beauty.
Yeah. Beauty.
Yeah. What's weird is that from where it was to where it is, we've had like the Silicon Valley like explosion, right? So all the geeks just come across like
that's right,
confident rich people to me. They seem like the richest people in the world.
Which is why we're allowed to have a show like this again.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Like, I feel like maybe now we bring back Next. Now we bring back Deck My Mom.
We've got to bring back whatever the one is. I always forget the title, but where the woman is dating half gay men, half straight men. Oh, and if a gay man
playing
wins,
it straight,
he keeps it all the money for himself. God, it's good.
We are little weasels, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
We love to weaponize our sexuality for money.
Yeah, and use it and lie to people until we get them. We get that cash.
We get that cash. This has been nothing but a joy. I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Mm. Do you have a Queen of the Week quickly before we end?
Oh, well, I mean, Sophie Monk.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's just have a wee, before we do the goodbyes and farewells, let's just chat about Sophie Monk for a little bit. Because yeah.
I wish I'd watched her on The Bachelorette.
Oh, was she on that?
She was The Bachelorette, yeah.
Oh, gosh, she's done
that, I believe that was kind of the start of her sort of comeback. And off that, she now hosts Love Island and she hosts Beauty and the Geek.
So she's so successful. Yeah. Good on her.
Yeah.
She was so very much the star of Bardo when they were doing Pop Stars. I remember watching it with my parents being like, well,
look,
they're going to have to cast her. She's fabulous.
Yeah.
And then I think my parents were like, God, my son is gay. And then they made that music video, which felt like cruel. It felt like they were making that.
They're all in different rooms. Yeah.
To be like, let's out a couple of kids to their parents. You know, like it was so camp in a way that little gay boys would, of course, froth over it. Like Sophie Monk was in a birdcage swinging on a swing.
Gorgeous.
If you remember. Just that I am poison. And I remember being like, this music video is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
It's funny that Australia pop stars was like, what, like they were, I mean, True Bliss were famous, but like Bardo were.
I'm the opposite for you. True Bliss to me are huge.
Really?
Joe Cotton, to me, it seems like one of the most famous people that has ever existed.
She is, actually.
She's a superstar. And she's so often, charismatic. Nope. You go.
Maybe she's our Oprah.
She could be.
Because they sometimes roll her out for important things.
Yeah. And she does everything. She sings, she acts, she presents.
She has opinions. She acts, she protects.
The pop star season that I watched the most of was actually Irish pop stars.
Hearsay.
No. That's the UK.
Oh.
Irish pop stars, their single was "There's a whole lot of loving going on in my heart." They were called Seven.
Seven.
Yeah, because it was seven of them.
And then Hearsay's was, they were jumping on a tram.
I'm always going to be there, pure and simple.
I'll be there for you, pure and simple, going to be there. Oh, my God. You know I've been walking around in a day. Baby.
But actually, Liberty X got more famous than Hearsay.
And were they a pop stars group?
They were the second place group. Hearsay one, Liberty X.
Sexy. I hated that
Everything
song.
About you so sexy. Yeah. Gotta love a good band.
Yeah, we don't really. You never.
Little Mix just broke up.
Yeah. A band never launches nowadays.
Nah.
But then they're always around. Everyone's like, have you heard of LAB? And I'd be like, absolutely not. And they're like, they've been playing all summer. And I'd be like, well, when did they get introduced?
They're the most popular band in New Zealand.
I'm like, when did they get introduced in a big TV show? Like, I need a big, I want like a.
I want to see them get formed. I want to see them all audition as individuals. Yes. And then I want to see Paula Abdul be like, we've had a think.
It's a group.
It's a group.
I think that could happen. And I'd love to see a dating version of that, actually.
Everyone auditions to date one other person, and then someone's like, it's a throuple.
It's a throuple.
I'm so sorry.
I think the dynamic works better if you're a throuple.
Yeah. And I'm going to coach you and give you songs to sing.
It's amazing that Harry Styles could do something like X Factor.
Yeah.
And then kind of shed that.
Shapeshift into an edgy, cool, genderqueer icon.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I wonder how many men he's had sex with.
So the rumor is that he used to have sex with Nicholas Grimshaw, who's a BBC host. And then I saw Nicholas Grimshaw at the Tate Modern Art Gallery.
Did you ask him?
No, he was there with his boyfriend, I think. Oh, like they were arm in arm looking all through all that.
We do that, don't we? Yeah, we love to just, you'd be able to do that.
Swan around an art gallery. I know, and there's some cool, I want to go look at those clowns at the art gallery that everyone's posting on the gram.
They are posting. I actually walked past them yesterday.
Yeah.
And very scary, actually, at night to be on the outside of that building and just see what looks like slumped over kind of male performing actors.
They look real.
Yeah.
That was a weird phase of this recent lockdown, was when like nothing was really open except for the art gallery was.
That was weird. I was like, who's going?
Yeah.
We're not desperate. Like, of all the things we're desperate for,
the art gallery's not one.
It ain't that.
And it's also like not like the art gallery doesn't need more money to stay alive. Well, I don't know the finances of the art gallery, but it's not like more people going through because people don't even pay when they go through.
No. It's weird, isn't it? Whereas, yeah, like, we all wanted to sit down at a cafe. Like, let's figure out a way to make that happen.
It was weird that we weren't allowed to eat outside. I don't want to be team Barry Soper, but
it was weird. It was weird that we couldn't get a haircut outside.
Yeah, and that you could go into like EB Games if you wanted, but you couldn't eat outside.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
The virus knows when you're shopping. It's like, shop.
You've got Christmas is coming up. You get
some
things.
EB Games.
Yeah.
EB Games, which is like the energy in there anyway.
I know.
Was like virusy before even COVID was around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we ticked off Sophie Monk there. We got a bit more out of us.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. It was worth before we did our goodbyes.
We have a Queen of the Week sting as well, and I don't know where Tim's going to kind of insert that, but maybe.
So let's do it now. And now we say, it's going to be
Sophie Monk.
You really say Monk.
I say Monk, yeah. Which is, and I, you know what? The first time I did it, I thought to myself, don't say it like that again.
Oh, yeah, then you said, I thought, he knows he said it wrong, and I won't bring it up. And we'll move on because you'll say Monk, and then because I was like, now you get to say her name, you'll say it properly, and you'll go, ah, Monk.
So if you're Monk,
you're like, Monk,
Monk,
you're putting like an NG in there.
God, I'm
don't
sorry,
worry, don't worry about it.
No, it's been a long year,
it's been a long year.
I forgot how to say Monk.
Okay, so Merry Christmas to you,
yeah, Merry
Happy
Christmas
holidays
to, you.
To our listeners.
I'm sorry that our straight Instagram characters kind of fell apart, but honestly, we've just
that's kind of it though. Like, and were you expecting to listen to this podcast and be like, this is going to satisfy. This is going to be completed in a satisfying, like, way. No, sometimes everything fizzles out.
When I get a notification that someone's like just followed it, and I'm like,
do you know what's crazy? No. I posted like 2 days ago
on the straight Instagram.
I did.
Oh well, now I feel bad.
No, I was like, well, the game's not over, so and I'll post again.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Challenge is set.
So maybe it's actually not a short term thing.
Yeah.
Maybe what we've set ourselves up for is a lifelong.
We're just going to be running those Instagram accounts.
Sometimes I hop in the car and I think, I wonder how long I'll do that podcast for.
Yeah.
We're like, I wonder if we'll be doing it next year.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say currently, yes.
Yes. But I wonder if we'll be doing it sort of like age 38, 37.
Shall we announce something?
Yes.
Okay. So we don't have an announcement sting. Which we really should, because we've made a few announcements in our time.
Yeah, but we actually...
A bit of announcement for you listeners. If you've made it all the way to the end of this podcast...
We've got a little treat for you.
Eli and I have been given money, $120...
to do a shout-out.
No, we have been given money from New Zealand On Air, our national... Funding agency, kind of governmental...
Yeah.
To create for you... our listeners,
a documentary series
about
porn.
We're not even kidding.
We're so excited. We've been trying to get it made for 4 years.
If you love the Male Gaze web show,
yeah,
that web series we made, that we were like, when's season 2 coming out? We're working on it. Well, we actually never gave up. And even though there was an iconically large amount of time between that and now this,
yeah,
let it be known that we were rejected so many times. We pitched. And
finally, it's across the line. And by the way, that first season, we hope to
put
back online at some point. After it was discarded by the original distributor.
They wanted nothing to do with us.
Yeah,
despite loving us and us both actually working for them.
Heaps, yeah.
But that content itself, no, they did not want it.
Yeah.
So, yes, the Male Gaze are going deep. It's like an investigative piece because we know how to study.
Yeah.
And we'll be looking at the world of porn. I think specifically that we will be looking at
gay porn.
We want to know how it's made.
We would love, and if you... We don't have an official email address at the moment to send this stuff to, but if you know any, like, one who makes porn in this country...
Yeah, text Male Gaze to 3343.
Someone's going to do it.
Honestly, if you're listening to this, please text Male Gaze to 3343.
Please do it. Oh, that would be so nice. That would
be so good.
Like, what does that mean?
I'd be like, oh, it was a joke.
People be like, oh, they must think WizM.
That's happens all the time.
That's a little inside joke. It's because the edge often gets texts from people who think they're texting ZM.
Oh, good stuff.
I did have one thing to say, but, you know, oh, there are going to be accompanying podcasts to this episode. Yeah. So guess what? We are actually committed next year to making at least six podcasts as well as that series.
That's great for you.
Yeah.
So all in all, we want to say we're making a documentary. There will be more podcasts next year. We love you so much. We're taking a break for the summer, probably months to follow.
Yeah.
Eli's having sex next week.
Can you believe it?
And we want to wish you all a very happy holidays. It's been a fucker of a year, honestly.
Honestly, you deserve
worst
everything.
Worst one yet. Love you.
We love you guys.
Bye.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.